Yes, they have three, but we don't use them. They have four. Kind of this one, that one's closed up. Four, but we don't use them. We're using the gas heaters.
All right, but the smoke goes up through the what?
Chimney.
Okay, and what do you call the open part in front of the fireplace?
Well, we don't call it the hearth, we call it the hearth.
Okay.
And then we call it the mantelpiece, not the mantelboard, but we call it the mantelpiece.
Okay, and what about the things you lay the wood on?
We don't, you see. We always had a wood box back there and a coal scuttle, and we put that on the hearth, but we don't have them now.
Okay. What did you put the logs on?
Big pond.
What did you place the logs on?
Well, we put them on, some of you folk call them fire dog, but we call them andiron.
Okay. Now, the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burned in the fireplace, what was that called?
Back log. Yeah, and then we'd put the small pieces all around it, you know.
What were they called? What did you call it when you used those to start the fire? What were they called?
Kindling. Lightwood. Paper. Except we didn't have much paper in those days.
So you used the kindling.
Not so many advertisements.
That's true. Okay. What do you call the black forms in the chimney?
The who?
The black stuff.
Oh, you mean the soot?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Let me see now, what else do we call that besides soot? Of course, the ashes are down underneath, and that's what we call them, I think.
Okay.
Used to, this stuff would catch fire, you know. And ooh, just go out the top of the chimney and scare us all to death. And finally we got to where it rained for two or three days. We'd get a bundle of fodder and bring it in and set it afire. And the suction would take it on up, set that sort of fire, so it would burn out while the shingles were wet.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't catch fire.
Okay, now we've talked about the rooms in your house.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the furniture a little bit. Do you have any interesting pieces of furniture you'd like to tell me about?
Well, yes, I have an old china closet over there. It's solid oak, and we think it's pretty.
It is.
I was an auctioneer one time, and it sale of an estate, and that piece of furniture was just, oh, it's crummy looking. It even painted the glass, and the little mirror back in behind was out, and it just looked like nothing. But I was examining it before the sale, and so I told Miss Mildred, I said, "Miss Mildred, buy that piece of furniture." She said, "What must I give for it?" I said, "Whatever it takes." And so we put it up, and I went to crying, off and crying, off and crying, off, and somebody bid $2, and it just went on up, and finally, I think it cost about $13 and a half, and I wouldn't take $500 for it.
And how long have you had it?
Well, about 10 years.
Okay.
Now, then we had another piece back here, but I gave that to Janice. That was an old piece too, the marble top across there, everything, and it was hand-carved apples all around this old mirror, beautiful. Then upstairs I have some old beds that, I don't remember what period, but they had rope